Guarnieri missed the third Jerry, but Winters put a bullet in his back. Guarnieri followed that up by pumping the wounded man full of lead from his Tommy gun. The German kept yelling, "Help! Help!" Winters told Malarkey to put one through his head. A fourth German jumped out of the trench about 100 yards up the hedge. Winters saw him, lay down, took careful aim, and killed him. 15 or 20 seconds had passed since he had led the charge. Easy had taken the first gun. Winters' immediate thought was that there were plenty of Germans further up the trench, and they would be counterattacking soon. He flopped down, crawled forward in the trench, came to a connecting trench, looked down, and sure enough, there were two of them setting up a machine gun, getting set to fire. I got in the first shot and hit the gunner in the hip. The second caught the other boy in the shoulder. Winters put Toya and Compton to firing toward the next gun, sent three other men to look over the captured cannon, and three to cover to the front. By this time, Lipton had scrambled out of his tree and was working his way to Winters. Along the way, he stopped to sprinkle some sulfur powder on Wynn's butt and slap on a bandage. Wynn continued to apologize for goofing off. Warrant Officer Andrew Hill from Regimental HQ came up behind Lipton. "Where's Regimental HQ?" he shouted. "Back that way," Lipton said, pointing to the rear. Hill raised his head to look. A bullet hit him in the forehead and came out behind his ear, killing him instantly. After that, all movement was confined to the trench system and in a crouch, as German machine gun fire was nearly continuous, cutting right across the top of the trench. But Malarkey saw one of the Germans killed by Winters about 30 yards out in the field, with a black case attached to his belt. Malarkey thought it must be a Luger. He wanted it badly, so he ran out into the field, only to discover that it was a leather case for the 105mm sight. Winters was yelling at him, "Idiot, this place is crawling with crowds. Get back here." Evidently, the Germans thought Malarkey was a medic. In any case, the machine gunners did not turn on him until he started running back to the trench. With bullets kicking up all around him, he dived under the 105. Winters was at the gun, wanting to disable it, but without a demolition kit. Lipton came up and said he had one in his musette bag, which was back where the attack began. Winters told him to go get it. Time for the second gun, Winters thought to himself. He left three men behind to hold the first gun, then led the other five on a charge down the trench, throwing grenades ahead of them, firing their rifles. They passed the two Jerrys at the machine gun who had been wounded by Winters and made them prisoners. The gun crew at the second gun fell back. Easy took it with only one casualty.